Okay, Pep. First of all, the real positive about today is that the team dug deep, and that's 12 games unbeaten. Now you keep that run rolling on.
Absolutely, and as you know, you need to do a lot of things right to get something out of a tough away game like Millwall is. I think the spirit always was there. The tactical organization of the team was superb. The way that we defended the box when we had to was superb. The way that we attacked them in some spells, it was clear as well. It was a good way away from home to attack them, managing the risk that you cannot leave yourself open, because we knew in the end of the day that the point was always good in the run that we were in. And I think the team executed very well, and they put all their soul into the game, and possibly we maybe should have had 3 points, because Hogan's chance in the beginning and disallowed goal that in my opinion is a clear goal. But end of the day, you focus on the performance of the team, and we should be satisfied. And at the same time, I want to say that I really like Millwall, because they were as well very well organized. They started with the three at the back, with the wing backs and two midfielders, and afterwards when they swapped in 4-4-2 and they put all their offensive players in the pitch, we knew that we had to be in for a dig in, and not only dig in effort, but as well use our head and keep working without losing the organisation. And I think the team was superb in that aspect.
You mentioned the disallowed goal for Christian Pedersen, viewed it quite a few times. It's hard to see what happened there, in that you've got one man up against three at the near post, can't see a push there.
Yeah, to be fair, from the sideline I thought at it, and I thought, well, it might have happened something there that you can see from here, because I thought it was a clear goal. But when I saw the footage back, I really have a strong opinion that it should have been a goal. But in the end of the day, I know how hard it is for the referees. But unfortunately, possibly if we score that goal, the game changes, and possibly they will have left more spaces, and the game will have been a little bit more on our side as well.
And to the more serious, there was an incident during the first half where a player, and you say you also heard a player being racially abused. Explain what you felt happened.
Well, I heard a comment, very clear, and I follow the protocol that we are told by the LMA to follow, and I made communication with the fourth official, and then he applied the protocols that they have, and they handle it on the authorities. I want to state very clear that it was one individual. It was I didn't hear a big group of it, so it was one individual, and I know that all the clubs in England and in Europe are working very hard to get rid of this problem, and the clubs will succeed on this, because in the end of the day, it's not the clubs, it's not Millwall, it's just one individual, and we just need to make sure that we keep making people understand that that's not acceptable in our game.
And was Jeremy Beller okay? Did he hear the comment? Is he upset?
Well, I haven't. Jeremy's there. I had a brief talk with him. I always think that these things get to you, you know what I mean? And we are here to support him and to make sure that he gets on and grows, you know. But unfortunately, he felt it a little bit, and he shouldn't.